She looked just like a train wreck that could have been avoided in a third world country by a long stretch of farmland where the waters had run high from the topsoil down the river so next year there would be no crops. She was as desperate as a salesman at a company that's folding, but they haven't told the staff yet. They're bankrupt and backordered, and they're funneling the pensions to the CEO's back pocket, so in 1 week they'll have nothing. I miss you, girl. I hope you're fine. Good luck, love. Oh, goodbye. Oh, goodbye. Girl from Central Casting, always played the sweet young orphan or the hooker with heart of gold. But she got the sad heart poacher's tricks down on the window. Tells herself it's research for her next greatest role. I miss you, girl. I hope you're fine. Good luck, love. Calls you up just to hear you say she's fine and she's gone away. And you know there's only one more time to hear about her again. Well, it's life and forming art and forming life again, like every stupid kid thinks that they're the first in pain, first to rip themselves apart, first to try to live without a heart. I miss you, girl. Hope you're fine. Good luck, love, or goodbye. Wanna see your face. Hear your lies. Good luck, girl. Bye. Oh, goodbye. Goodbye. I'm not sure if I've been here since I heard the whole Scooby-Doo tie-in. It's changed this entire region for me. I don't know. If you don't know what that meant, ask around about Scooby-Doo and you'll find out. But I was very excited. It's just there's certain songs. I went to London. I haven't been to Europe for a long time. My family's gonna actually move there in September for about a year. Just try to hang out in a place where we don't speak the language and see what it's like and actually see each other, which we haven't been doing a lot of in the last couple of years. But I remember walking around London and all of a sudden I didn't see Andaluces, but there's a song, Walking in the Wild West End, on the first Dire Straits album. Yeah. It's a great song. But you know, walking around and there's Chinatown and all of a sudden I started walking and every street I was doing somehow ended up being, it was sequentially going through street after street that he mentions in this song, and it's this entire walk and all of a sudden I was in you know, Chinatown, and every step I took just took me somewhere in that song. Occasionally you get that in New York too, just certain neighborhoods and everything suddenly clicks. Yesterday I actually had it with Jonathan Lethem Books. You know, we were staying in Brooklyn, and there's the Gowanus or whatever it is. It's this projects that he keeps talking about in his books, and there they were. Anyway, so now when I come to the Northampton, Amherst area, I can think of Scooby-Doo. That's all I'm saying. I'll see people from Smith and I'll go, don't. So. Anyway. This is a song about my father dying. Has a whole lot to do with everything I was just talking about, doesn't it? But there you go. I figure you either get to write a song about your father dying, or your father gets to write a song about their child dying, and it's better to write a song about your father dying, ultimately. I don't want my kid. I don't know. You know what I mean. I don't want to write songs about my kids dying. I'm not making much sense today, am I? We had a long drive.